This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
We've got the next, our next guest.
We sure do. We have Stephen Fales, who has come in to talk about his show, Confessions of a Mormon Boy. That's going to be at Chapel Off Chapel very shortly for Midsummer. Welcome, Stephen.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
So good to see you. We like to start off with a artist profile first with our guests. So how did your artistic calling come to you?
You know, I was in the Madrigals in high school.
What's the Madrigals?
Well, the Madrigal Singers, which took me into musical theater.
Okay.
So
is that like a glee club or something?
Yes, but singing Elizabethan.
Oh, Elizabethan.
Songs. Wow.
Oh, okay. Yes.
That's so highbrow.
Yes, well, for Las Vegas. So I was born in Utah and raised in California when Dad went to medical school. And then but when I was 11, we moved to Las Vegas, where my mom's big, flashy, big Mormon family's from. So I went to junior high and high school there, and they had a great arts program there. And I took, I was singing in church as a kid. You know, and the Mormons are very, you know, Mormons are wannabe Jews with, you know, how they want to, you know, excel in the arts and other ways. So I was raised with all of Donnie and Marie and the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, et cetera, et cetera. So, but, my parents divorced when I was 16, and the arts saved my life emotionally. And it threw me into choral music, which took me into musical theater. Yeah. And by the time I graduated from high school, I was accepted into the Boston Conservatory for musical theater.
Wow.
So that's how I started. And then I went on and finished after my Mormon mission to Portugal. I left.
Hello.
Right?
That's nice.
Yes, Portuguese. So I left the Boston Conservatory and my scholarship to serve the Lord in Portugal. And then I transferred, like all good Mormon boys, to BYU, Brigham Young University, where I continue to be. You know, there's so many Mormon kids on Broadway. You just wouldn't believe.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
Because it's such a musical culture.
Yes, so, and singing and dancing, you know, we're just.
I didn't know that.
It's so many Mormons in show business. I could go on and on.
But we don't know a real lot about them here, apart from Book of Mormons, who's played here twice.
Right.
But we really don't know a lot. Of course, we know of them, but we don't know much about them.
Well, I'm here to tell you a three-dimensional story about Mormon Americana. As a playwright, that's what I specialize in, humanizing the Mormon American experience, which is more than American. It's so global now.
Right.
There are more Mormons in South America than there are in North America.
Wow.
And they are here.
Yep.
So, and they're all over the place.
With their badges on.
Yeah. So I have other shows in my Mormon Boy trilogy. We have Confessions of a Mormon Boy, Missionary Position, where I go inside the Mormon temples where of all that Freemasonry that was reinvented. So, you know, I'm a bit of a lightning rod in what I discuss.
Yeah.
So, but after going back to, you know, my training, after my BFA in musical theater, and I just wanted to be on Broadway, I wanted to go into acting. So I have an MFA in acting where I studied the classics and Shakespeare and all of that. And then I started writing these one-person plays when my life fell apart. And it was I turned into a writer. And I think that's what I am most.
Right.
Okay.
I just happen to perform, and I happen to produce what I perform.
Oh, do you?
Oh, yeah. I'm big into solo performers. You know, when it's so personal, you know, no one's going to come along if you're a non-celebrity.
Yeah.
You know, and even if you are a celebrity, are they going to produce it well?
Yep.
So I run what's called the Solo Performance Alliance. It's a Facebook group internationally where, you know, we encourage each other as writer, performer, playwright, producers.
Uh-huh.
So this run is co-produced with Neil Gooding, but you bet I wanted to come here and make it happen. And so you put teams together to get your message across
Sure.
and raise it as a good Mormon boy. I still have a message. And it's entertaining, Confessions of a Mormon Boy, but it's very message-driven too.
So what brought you to Australia with the show? Because, you know, like a lot of people wouldn't bring a show into Australia like this, a one-man show.
I am compelled to share this message all over the world.
Wow.
I'll be going to New Zealand. I just played South Africa. I've played London. I've played Dublin. I've played Edinburgh. Halifax.
Wow.
I'm going to take
this. That's
remote. Right?
Yeah.
And I was just in Oslo this summer.
Okay.
So people get this no matter who they are. Like when I'm in South Africa, this is the Afrikaans Dutch Reform story.
Mm.
So Mormon is the hook, but we get really, really real. We're going to go through all the rites of passage of Mormondom and then go on the other side, another extreme, all the sex work. Let's talk. Let's get real.
Mm.
And then there's a moment where we find a middle ground. Also, I lost my kids when I came out.
Wow.
So how do we deal with excommunication, conversion therapy, crystal meth? How do we deal with all of these? Well, we're going to use humor, and we're going to also use craft. And this was originally directed by Jack Hofsis, who won a Tony Award for The Elephant Man.
Mm.
So he was all into the outsider and humanizing that.
Right.
So I was so blessed to have him at the start. And then you just keep telling it and telling it. And so I am on a mission. So I'm working on Taiwan. I'm working on India, taking this to South America. Where does this conversation need to happen?
Mm.
And how can we entertain and educate?
Now, you've been to Mardi Gras with this.
Yeah.
How did it go down?
You know, it goes really well. It's tough over a pride situation because most people want to party and not really delve.
Okay.
Although
no examination.
Yeah, let's just play. Yeah. You know?
Although Melbourne's very different to Sydney. You know, Mardi Gras is very much all about partying, but here. You know, like it's very much an arts festival here in Melbourne.
I see that.
Yeah.
And so at the same time, we prevailed in Sydney, especially when we get our crossover audiences. And
so
I find
you're talking like ex-Mormons coming to see and then also
I'm talking
gay
about
people?
Our straight friends.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I just finished 5 months of Storytelling Tuesdays featuring the new Confessions in Palm Springs.
Mm.
More, and it's such a gay mecca,
mm.
but also my straights just come and it's their story too. It's about the outcast. Mm. And it's also about how do you change your life around? And I take on myself, you know, where I stopped playing the victim and got my life back.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a universal story, sure. No matter who we are. So I hope you come and see it this weekend.
So it's almost like it's like the universality of, you know, examining and or maybe rejecting where you come from, narratives, social narratives, constructed narratives, and
yeah, and how do you transform and reconcile?
How do you become
so
yourself?
Something at the end is say, I may no longer be a Latter-day Saint, but something about me will always be Mormon, a transforming Mormon,
oh,
right?
Boom, boom.
So, you know, if you grew up Jewish, if you grew up other ethnicities, but you're not a believer, I mean, will you still go to Hanukkah as a Jew?
Mm.
I'll bet you will.
Yep.
And I'll bet you bring presents.
Well, you just said that you're on a mission. Already with this show. You're still on a mission.
I am. And we are sold out Friday night.
Oh, brilliant.
And then we have these two matinees I'm working on because I love a matinee crowd. So on Saturday, we have a 2 o'clock matinee and Sunday, we have a 1 o'clock matinee. And Chapel Off Chapel's like, are you sure? You want to? I'm like, no, I think the word of mouth and people, you know, the matinee is good. Not everyone can stay up late. And
I love a matinee personally.
Right.
Yeah. And plus, people have got so much on this time of the year with Midsummer because Midsummer's yeah. a huge arts festival. So it's good to throw something in during the day so that then they're free to go and do something light and fluffy at night.
Well, that's the producer in me.
So I'm gathering there's quite a lot of songs in your show.
Well, somewhat. You know, I'm a musical theater kid, but this is monologue storytelling with lots of movement. You've got to see this escort montage and see all the contortion. You have to see some other things. There is some singing. There's two original songs, but I toss things off to just add color. So it's a hybrid of storytelling. And there's so many styles of solo performance, and we all find our way. So I found my own style. So, yeah. And Chapel Off Chapel. I mean, that's like the premier solo show venue.
Yeah.
It's a great
right?
space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. We're very lucky to have it here in Melbourne. All right. Well, where are you again? Chapel Off Chapel, you
mm-hmm.
just said.
Mm-hmm.
What's it called?
Confessions of a Mormon Boy.
title is, it's there, isn't it? You don't have to say anything.
Well, you have St. Augustine's Confessions. Come and see mine.
And as you said, you sold out on Friday night, but there are two matinees.
Yes, and we have a Saturday night and a Sunday night
right, as well.
Okay. And I think the website, you can certainly go to mine, which is MormonBoyExperience.com. And there's a link that'll take you to Chapel Off Chapel and all of that.
Or just go to Chapel Off Chapel or the Midsummer.
Yes, please. Website. Just go direct. Yeah. Go direct.
Stephen, thank you so much for coming in today. And lovely to have you in our city.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Keep smiling, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're on Joy 94.9 Sunday.
Joy 94.9 is a GLB TIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.